I'm Dave Wallner from Reaching Out Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
As I wake up with the morning of each day that passes by, and I listen to the sound upon my sky, and I wonder if the trumpet will be the next sound that I'll hear. What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. What a beautiful day for him to take his children. His nail-scarred hands. What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. Disappointments and my trials here below fade away when I remember his last words. He said he'd return and receive his children unto him, and I'm longing to look upon the face of my. What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. What a beautiful day for him to take his children home. How I long to see his face and to touch his nail-scarred hands. What a
over the last few years, we have seen some very interesting changes taking place in North America when it comes to politics. We know that the Bible teaches us that we are in the end times. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back for his bride. And we also understand by studying scriptures that God will pour out of his spirit on all flesh. I believe we're going to see a revival breakout before the Lord Jesus Christ comes back. God will, first of all, straighten out the political situation so that people will again be encouraged to serve God. But it's going to be a short time, because the Lord God says, I will do a quick work on this earth. He'll do a quick harvest. Many people will turn to the Lord. But as the tribulation grows closer, we will see that many, many people will start to really be afraid of what's coming. Many are already afraid of what's coming,
because when we go on the internet, we can see so much going on when it comes to the end times. There are many, many people who have dreams and visions, any wish they claim they have. And I believe a lot of them are true. They have visions of the end times, of the Lord coming back. They have dreams about what's going to take place. And some can prophesy very accurately of what's going to pass because I've seen some of those prophecies come to pass. So I want to bring you a message today on the end times, and I will continue for the next few weeks showing the child of God that he needs not to worry about the horrible things that are coming because we're going to be kept from the horrible tribulation. And we also be on the lookout for a scripture that is found in Acts chapter 2 in verse 17. It goes like this. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in these days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. So we can expect to see the churches exploding with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. This is what the Bible says will happen. So we need to be on the lookout for that and not to shun it. God wants to give us revelation. He wants to show us what's going to come, and we need to pay attention. So today I will teach on that interesting subject, but before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you will open people's hearts to the truth of Scripture. We know that we're in the end times, and you will pour out your Spirit like you've never done it before, Lord. Let people's hearts be open. You will anoint this message. Bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the very important issues that we need to understand about the end times and the tribulation is there's going to be two coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is going to come twice, once before the tribulation and once after the tribulation, right at the end. I know there's a big controversy going on about this, but that's beside the point. The Bible clearly teaches us that the child of God is going to be safe from the wrath that is to come. We know that that happened with Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah. We know that that happened to Noah when the flood came. We know that God protects his own. He will not allow his own to be destroyed, for we are not appointed unto wrath. That's what the Bible teaches us. And during the tribulation, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord God, will pour out his wrath on this planet. We have to understand there's going to be two comings of the Lord Jesus Christ. One at the end of the tribulation and one in the beginning. The beginning of the tribulation, the rapture, the Bible teaches us no one can know that hour. Nobody can know that day. But at the end of the tribulation, the Bible teaches us we will know exactly when he'll come. It'll be right after, and we'll all see him coming in the clouds with power and great glory. I want you to listen to Matthew chapter 24 and verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of these days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven. The powers of heaven shall be shaken, then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. That is happening. That is going to happen at the end of the tribulation when all is said and done. The Bible has some very interesting scriptures on what will take place, and I will try to cover many of those things. But I first want to explain how it's going to happen as far as the tribulation is concerned. How long will it be? Will we go up in the rapture, or will we stay here during the tribulation? God wants us to be at peace. He wants us to know where we'll be. And how bad will the tribulation be? It tells us in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 21, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of the world to this time nor ever shall be. And except these days should be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake these days shall be shortened." We all know that during World War II there was some horrible atrocities that took place. 58 million people died during that four-year period of slaughter. We know that we have heard about the concentration camps. We have seen pictures, videos of bulldozers just pushing dead skeletons into trenches by the millions and covering them up. Yes, we've seen the proof of that. Horrifying times during that time. I study a lot on World War II, and I know it was terrible, but the Bible teaches us it's going to be nothing compared to the great tribulation that is coming. And one of the reasons the great tribulation will be so bad is because the devil and his angels will be here on earth intermingling themselves with mankind. And that is prophesied in the book of Daniel in the second chapter. They will mingle themselves with mankind. They will communicate together with the governments of this world on how to get rid of God. Yes, that's their plan. The Bible teaches us at the end of the tribulation, when Jesus comes back, they will aim their guns at him to try to keep him from coming back, but to no avail. They will lose and they will be cast into the pit. But God wants us to understand the child of God does not have to fear, for we are being kept. And it tells us in Revelation chapter 12, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So they are put down to earth. For those people who come into, who are now living, who figure, well, we're just going to hide somewhere during the tribulation, you're not going to hide from the demonic realm, because to them material stuff does not matter. They can see through walls. They can walk through walls because they are spirit. They're demons. And the Bible says here, they will be your next door neighbor. The saints of God that will turn to Christ during that time will be slaughtered like animals. It's going to be horrific. And it tells us in Revelation chapter 12, "Therefore rejoice you, O heavens, and you that dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows his time is but short." And how long will that time be? Exactly 7 years. That is not very long when you think about it, because 7 years is over in no time. But with the slaughter that's going to go on, where about two-thirds of the world's population is going to be annihilated, it's going to be terrible. So Satan and his cohorts will be here on this planet. People need to understand that. And the demonic realm is out to steal, kill, and to destroy. And their pleasure is to torment. The Bible teaches us those demons will be tormenting human beings. And now I want to teach a little bit on the first coming. The Bible teaches us clearly that there's going to be two comings, one at the end of the tribulation, one at the beginning of the tribulation. It tells us in Matthew chapter 24, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. The Bible teaches us here that there is going to be a different coming at the beginning of the tribulation. At the end of the tribulation, Jesus comes back in the clouds with power and great glory. And there's not going to be much left as far as commerce is concerned. People will have basically killed themselves to the point where Jesus says, if we don't come back, no flesh will be left. But at the first coming, before the tribulation, it says it'll be like in the days of Noah. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage. And that's how it's going to be. People are just going to go about life as usual, not really seeing any big change. And then all of a sudden, things will happen. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the Bible teaches us, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain. And we will be caught up together with them that rose from the dead into the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. That's the first coming. People will be about doing their business, going about not really expecting anything. Then all of a sudden, things will change. And then he goes on to tell us in Matthew chapter 24, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. For we see at the end of the tribulation, it clearly teaches us when Jesus will come back. And here it tells us, when at the beginning of the tribulation, no man knows the day or the hour when Jesus will come. Only the Father knows. So we know that Jesus could come at any moment. We need to be ready. For the signs of the times are definitely upon us. We can see the incredible earthquakes. We can see things going out of control. Yes, there's going to be a great work and a great move of God yet. I believe we're going to see that. But Jesus could come at any moment. It's not guaranteed of what will happen. We cannot really see exactly what will happen. But we know by Scripture that he could come at any moment, and we should be ready. And on the next part of this program, I will explain to you how to get ready. It's not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing and regeneration of the Holy Ghost. So we need to open our hearts to these awesome and interesting truths and become a blessing to ourselves. Amen.
He stood and watched the river.
Son of God.
When one studies the New Testament, it is full of great promises for the person who turns to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. We know once we turn to Him, then we are released from the bondages of Satan. The army of demons that are out to steal, kill, and to destroy us have been neutralized by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word of God is full of promises that this neither height nor depth nor principalities nor powers nor things to come, whatever it is, cannot separate us from the love of God that He has towards us. So for those of you who are out there who do not quite have assurance of salvation, you need to pay attention to the Word of God. Because the Word of God is like Jesus Himself is speaking to us. The Bible teaches us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that was in the beginning with God. So in reality, you cannot separate the Word from God. We as Christians should understand that, and when we study the Bible, we should understand that we are reading the very words of God that He is speaking towards us. I want to read to you out of the book of Psalm a very interesting prophecy that was written there so long ago. And that prophecy was fulfilled in the New Testament. The Apostle Paul preaches about it over and over again. It tells us this in Psalm chapter 89 in verse 20. I have found David my servant, with my holy oil will I anoint him, with whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. And this is not talking about King David. This is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, the offspring of David. He comes from the lion, from the lineage of David. It tells us the enemy shall not exult upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my God, Father, my God, the rock of my salvation. When the Lord Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I do not quite understand how to explain that, But there's something very deep in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we need to understand that God wants us to be assured that those three are one, but they're also three. And then it goes on to tell us, also I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. Very interesting. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand with him. So the Lord God said, with my right hand, I myself will perform. So God did not make a covenant with human beings. He made a covenant with Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And they together decided the way on how to set the captives free. Listen to these scriptures now in verse 29 of Psalm 89. His seed also will I make to endure forever. Who are his seed? His seed are those who know the Lord Jesus Christ. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then I will visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take away from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the things that have gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. What an incredible prophecy. When we study the way of salvation, we can clearly see that the Lord Jesus Christ has sealed us unto the day of redemption, that it is even prophesied in the book of Psalms. So we need to open our hearts to this. And for those of you who have access to the internet, you can find the Reaching Out Ministries program that is preached on Sunday morning in church on YouTube. Just punch in Reaching Out Ministries and you will come upon it. So open your heart to these messages that are given, because we are fast running out of time. Jesus is coming soon for his bride. So let the Lord bless you and make you a blessing.
Amen. Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.